are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. On a program that highlights the immortal and timeless music of jazz, sometimes we have to put the brakes on and realize that we are mortal before we become immortalized. And in that vein, we pay tribute to the latest jazz hero that has left us. On June 18, 2014, Mr. Horace Silver. That was him with the Jazz Messengers with the 1955 song and standard, Room 608, bringing a square into a new episode of Neon Jazz. His given birth name was Horace Ward Martin Tavares Silva, but he would become the silver lining we needed in jazz as a pianist and composer. He has a distinctive, humorous, and funky kind of style that lent well to his pioneering vision for hard bop. In the 21st century, Horace was the leader of the group on having a huge impact on those contemporary mainstream jazz musicians. Horace loved the beboppers like Thelonious Fear Monk and Bud Powell. He went on to play with the legends of jazz over his career, most notably with the Jazz Messengers, who gigged with Stan Getz and then moved on to jam with Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, and Oscar Pettiford. He lived to the age of 85, and there's no way you can deny that he defined the jazz keys. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the central nervous system of jazz from yesterday right on into today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to get your mind full of all that jazz. We're going to keep things thick here with legendary status on this hour of jazz together. This is trumpeter Fats Navarro with the 1946 song, 52nd Street Theme.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, where you'll hear some of the best jazz in town.
was Art Landry and his orchestra with the tune Hello Bluebird off a 1920s LP called Songs About Animals, Animal Imitations, and Metaphors. It's a nice listen. He was gifted on the alto saxophone, clarinet, and violin, and he led a jazzy little dance band during the 1920s that made records which are comparable with the best offerings from the band leaders of the day. The Montreal native was born back in 1896, and legend has it that while touring with his band, he made a very clear point of circulating amongst the crowd during the first part of each engagement, observing dancers and absorbing the mood of the local population. This would tailor make a set that would blow the roof off of the place. Here's a bit more of that tenor sax next on Neon Jazz. From the 1963 LP Gumbo, here's Booker Ervin defining jazz with Happy Strut.
Marcus of the Lenny Marcus Trio, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Russian piano prodigy Eugene Maslov with the 2006 tune Groove Merchant. He's now living in the United States, and along with the Keys, he's a brilliant composer and arranger deeply rooted in contemporary post-bop jazz. Eugene has gigged with the likes of Shirley Horn, Toots Thielemans, Gary Burton, Hubert Laws, and scores of others. He's very sought out. Let's get right back into the 1920s here on the program. This is Benny Goodman's Boys with the tune Jungle Blues off a CD called Jazz Age Chronicles, Volume 11, The Song Hits of 1928.
Love you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I want you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm happy of the day I found you. I wanna put my arms around. Thank you.
That was the powerful jazz singer Margie Baker off a 2014 CD called So Many Stars with the tune Deed I Do. She pursued her musical career part-time for many years while maintaining a full-time job in the San Francisco School District and raising a family. The Center Texas native ended up going to the University of California at Berkeley on scholarship and eventually getting her master's and later her PhD degree. In the 1950s, she chaperoned her young sister-in-law, Mary Stallings, a jazz singer in her own right, to nightclubs where she encountered and befriended musicians like Dizzy Gillespie and James Moody. It was in 1973 that she started singing full-time and was hired by the Hilton Hotel chain in Frisco, and then in Hilton hotels in other parts of the country and around the world, and there the star was born. Our next song on the show comes from the outfit called Ambrose with the tune Butterflies in the Rain.
Fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole, baby. You get a line and I'll get a pole, baby. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Baby, baby mine. Well, now what can you use for your crawdad bait, babe? What can you use for the crawdad bait, babe? What can you use it for the crawdad bait? Just a piece of salt and pork and a good long wait, honey. Baby, baby, baby mine. Well, yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, babe. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, babe. man with a sack on his back. He's got all the crawdads he can pack. Honey, baby mine. Well, the man fell down and he busted that sack, babe. The man fell down and he busted his sack, babe. Well, the man fell down and he busted that sack. You ought to see the crawdads back and back, honey, baby, baby, baby mine. Well, what you gonna do when the sun goes down, babe? What you going to do when the sun goes down, babe? Yeah. I said, what you gonna do when the sun goes down? Me, I'll just be hanging around, honey. Baby, 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 mine. Baby, baby, mine. Well, what you gonna do when the lake goes dry, babe? What you gonna do when the lake goes dry, babe? What you gonna do when the lake goes dry? Sit on the bank and watch them crawdads die, honey. Oh, baby, baby, baby mine. What you gonna do, girl?
That was bebop and cool jazz pianist. He was also a composer and vocalese singer, Bob Doro, with the 1966 tune, The Crawdad Song. Known for working with Miles Davis and Blossom Dearie, his adventurous style was an influence on the great Mose Allison and many other singers. He is best known as the voice and the primary composer for most of those songs that you heard in Schoolhouse Rock. How about that? It is always medicine to the eardrums to have Django Reinhardt on the program, and here he is with this quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stompin' at the Decca.
I'm Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was jazz guitarist Al Caola with the 1961 song Guns of the Navarone. Also very adept at country, rock, western, and pop music, he has been both a studio musician and stage performer, recording over 50 albums. And he has worked with some of the biggest stars of the 20th century, including Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and the great Tony Bennett. Man, this next cat on Neon Jazz knows how to read the sheet music. Here's Gary Haas with the 2007 song Heist off his album theoretically called String Theory. Got some more neon jazz. was the great Preservation Hall Jazz Band with the 2012 track, That's It. They got their name from a venue located in New Orleans' French Quarter, and you guessed it, they perform traditional New Orleans-style jazz. These guys sweat. They tour around the world for more than 150 days a year. Our next act on this Hour of Jazz Together is the great jazz guitarist, educator, and session musician Howard Roberts with his tune An Orchid for Miss Sterling. And with that, it is that time, and we have saved some of the best for last. Here's bebop legend and jazz hero Miles Davis leading the herd away from this show. Here he is with the 1957 song Springsville off his Miles Ahead album. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is always miles ahead, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you want to hear. Just let us know that you're out there in Radio Land. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
be back.
Neon Jazz.